From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Voters in Thailand Sunday approved a military-backed constitution opening the way for new elections. But critics see the vote as legitimizing the military's role in government for years to come. Thailand's Election Commission says with 91% of the ballots counted, 62% of voters said they approved the new constitution while 38% rejected it. The junta-backed draft would create an unelected prime minister during political gridlock as well as an unelected Senate with reserve seats for the junta. Prior to Sunday's vote, the military used laws supporting the referendum to fine and imprison people campaigning against the draft. Iran has executed a nuclear scientist who was convicted of giving top-secret information about Tehran's controversial nuclear program to the United States. The execution of Shahram Amiri was confirmed Sunday by Iran's official news agency. Through a translator, Amiri explained how he was detained.
I was abducted in Medina in front of my hotel by U.S. and Saudi intelligence agents. Then I was transferred to an unknown location in Saudi Arabia.
A U.S. official said in 2010 that the U.S. received useful information from Amiri. Extremely powerful storms have claimed the lives of at least 17 people in the Macedonian capital of Skopje. At least six people are missing. Dozens more have been hospitalized. Authorities say the death toll could rise as the government plans to issue a state of emergency for 2 weeks in the most affected areas. This is VOA News. Syrian rebels on Sunday broke a three-week government hold on the embattled city of Aleppo, a major